Alright folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more grace, a lot more calm, and maybe even a chuckle or two along the way. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving deep into something truly valuable. Cultivating inner peace through the power of stoic philosophy and practices. Now, before you picture some ancient dude with a toga scowling at clouds, let me tell you, stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about developing a mindset that helps us weather life storms with resilience, clarity, and even a touch of humor. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs, right? Relationships get messy, deadlines loom like hungry wolves, and sometimes the world just feels, well, chaotic. But what if I told you there are practical tools, ancient wisdom, and a whole philosophy dedicated to helping us find peace amidst all that craziness? Here's the thing. Inner peace isn't some fluffy, unattainable dream. It's a skill, a muscle we can train, just like our biceps or our ability to parallel park, which I still struggle with, by the way. And stoicism gives us a roadmap, a set of principles that, when practiced consistently, can lead to a calmer, more fulfilling life. So, what are some key takeaways from this powerful philosophy? First off, it's all about focusing on what we can control. You know that feeling when you're stressing over something completely out of your hands? Traffic, other people's opinions, the weather. Stoicism teaches us to let go of those things and focus our energy on what truly matters. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. It's like choosing to be the captain of our own ship instead of getting tossed around by every wave that comes our way. Second, cultivate virtue. This isn't about being perfect, folks, it's about striving to be our best selves. Courage, wisdom, justice, temperance, these are the pillars of Stoic living. Think of it like leveling up in a game. Each day we have opportunities to practice these virtues and become stronger, more resilient versions of ourselves. Third, remember that everything is impermanent. Ever notice how quickly things change? 1 minute you're on top of the world, the next, you're facing a downpour literally or figuratively. Stoicism reminds us that nothing lasts forever, so clinging to fleeting things only leads to disappointment. Instead, we learn to appreciate the present moment and find joy in the little things. Fourth, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment right now and think of 3 things you're grateful for. A warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, your ability to laugh even on those days when everything seems like it's going wrong. Gratitude shifts our perspective and helps us focus on the good in our lives. And finally, remember that we are all connected. This one's crucial, folks. We're not isolated islands, we're part of a larger human tapestry. Stoicism encourages empathy, compassion, and understanding for others. When we recognize our shared humanity, we build bridges instead of walls and create a more peaceful world. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, fuming because you're going to be late for an important meeting. That's a classic scenario for stress and frustration, right? But what if you took a stoic approach? You could use that time to practice mindfulness, focusing on your breath, noticing the sights and sounds around you, letting go of the anger about being stuck. You could even listen to a podcast like this one, or catch up on some work emails. See? By shifting your perspective and applying stoic principles, you can turn a stressful situation into an opportunity for calm and even productivity. So, remember these key takeaways. Focus on what you can control, cultivate virtue, embrace impermanence, practice gratitude, and recognize our shared humanity. These are the building blocks of inner peace, a state of being that's not just achievable but essential for navigating this crazy world with grace and resilience. Think about those moments when you felt truly calm and centered. How did you get there? Were there any stoic principles at play? I want to hear your thoughts. Share your insights, stories, and questions in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Calm Over Chaos. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and remember, peace is always within reach.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.